Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience. This evening, I would like to give the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob the glory today that's due to his holy name. I'm glad to be here again with you this Shabbat, this Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week. I would like to lift up the God of Israel, and I would like to thank the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Host today. This is a blessed Sabbath day, people. It is a blessed Sabbath day because I am here with you once again to do what the God of Israel need me to do. We will be singing some songs today to the God of Israel and the Heavenly Host today to honor him on his seventh holy day, which is the Sabbath, Shabbat in the Hebrew. We would like to honor the God of Israel today for his holy day. We are here to pick it up where we left off. Last Saturday was the last time I was here. I did not come this Tuesday because I got tied up doing something else, and I didn't really hear the God of Israel telling me that I needed to come on Tuesday, so that's why I was not here, but I am here today. I am here today. Before we give you the title of this broadcast, we give you the title of the broadcast, I would like to sing the songs to the glory of the God of Israel today for the Sabbath day. We're going to have quite a lesson today, like we always do, with the Holy Spirit ministering and giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to what I need to say to you, whether that is prophecy, whether that is prophetic, wisdom, knowledge, whatever it is that the Holy Spirit want me to say and do. That's what I'm here to do. But before we go into our broadcast, today, let's start with our first song. Our first song would be, I Will Never Leave Again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. That's our first song today. To the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his name is Ahaya, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. I will never leave again, Ahaya. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. Because the God of Israel is my friend. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. Because the God of Israel is my friend. I won't leave you, God of Israel. I won't leave you, God of Israel. I won't leave you, God of Israel. Because you are again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. Because the God of Israel is my friend. He has led me through the storms. He has led me through the storms. He has led me through the storms. And I'll never leave you again. He has led me through the pain. He has led me through the pain. He has led me through the pain. And I will never leave you again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. Because the God of Israel is my friend. He has took me places in my life. He has took me places in my life. He has took me places in my life. And he has shown me so many great things. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. I will never leave again. Because the God of Israel is my friend. I will never leave again. Because the God of Israel is my friend. Our next song we will be singing to the glory of the God of Jacob will be the Hebrew Kingdom. The Hebrew Kingdom. It is a kingdom. It is a kingdom. It is a kingdom. It is the kingdom of the 12 tribes of Israel. It is his kingdom. It is his kingdom. It is his kingdom. It is the kingdom of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are your holy people. They are your holy people. They are your holy people. kingdom of the Hebrews. It is your kingdom. They are your people. It is your kingdom. It is the kingdom of the tribes of Israel. The Hebrew kingdom is the holy seed. The Hebrew kingdom is the holy seed. The Hebrew kingdom is the holy seed. They are your chosen people. It is a Hebrew kingdom. It is a Hebrew kingdom. It is a Hebrew kingdom. You are the God of Israel. Hebrew kingdom, Hebrew kingdom, Hebrew kingdom, Hebrew kingdom. It is a Hebrew kingdom. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I give the God of Israel all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise due to his great, great holy name, and his name is Ahayah. Last song we will be singing to the glory of the God of Israel. God of Israel, Ahayah is great. God of Israel, Ahayah is great. Ahayah, Ahayah, Ahayah is great. Ahayah, Ahayah, Ahayah is great. Ahayah, Ahayah, Ahayah is great. Ahayah, is great. God of Israel is Ahayah. God of Israel is Ahayah. God of Israel is Ahayah. And you are so very great. God of Israel is Ahayah. God of Israel is Ahayah. God of Israel is Ahayah. You are so very great. We greet you in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me give you the title of this broadcast today. All glory, all praise, and all honor go to the greatest God and the only and living God in this earth. Ahayah is his name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. God of Israel law versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the covenant. Audio number 28. We almost there, people. We have been here for about 90 days. About 90 days establishing the law of the God of Israel, Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation, that it is good, that it is holy, and that it is true. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. Prophetic power of truth, divine platform. I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. We're going to pick up the 613 laws that we left off with last week. We left off with law number 513. We're going to pick it up right at 513 of the Mishavot, of the covenant, of the Torah. The Torah, the place where the laws of the God of Israel is written. I'm almost there. I'm almost there, people. I'm almost finished with what the God of Israel told me to do. So let's pick it up. We have a couple Bible verses that we are going to read today. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. You are more than welcome to call in to say whatever you want to say. Law number 513 of the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Mishavot in the Hebrew, Torah in English. Not to sprinkle the blood of blasphemed cattle upon the altar. The 613 laws, or the 632 laws that was originally set up for the children of Israel when they left Egypt and got in the wilderness. Okay? That's what we are teaching you, because you people must understand and you must know that the law and the covenant of the God of Israel will always be here in this earth. He did not create this earth without law, without order, without ordinances. He created this earth and therefore in it and gave us a law that we had to keep. And that we have to do. If you want to serve the God of Israel, I'm talking to you Hebrews, you Hebrew Israelites, and the Hebrews that don't know that you are a Hebrew, I'm talking to you today. The law was wrote for the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of the Hebrew kingdom, the old kingdom and the new kingdom that's coming. So I must establish the law in the earth, because the kingdom is coming. The kingdom of the God of Israel is coming. So the law must be established that it is good and that there is a people in this earth must keep the law. And that people would be the remnant. The remnant, the 10% that he's going to choose that he's going to choose. Who is he? The God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. That he's going to choose out of this earth, out of the chaos, out of the death and the destruction and the confusion that's up in this earth. He's gonna choose 10 out of that, 10% out of the billions, or might be even trillions of people that's in this earth. It's only going to be 10% that will walk away from the law of this land. The law of this land, which is your governmental structure that is set up all over the earth. That's the law that the remnant going to walk away from. They're going to walk away from the law of this land, and they're going to walk away from the God of this world that's in charge of the law of the land. That would be Satan himself. Okay, people, let me give you some understanding here. Let me help you people to understand what we have been doing all our lives, what we have been doing all of our lives is practicing adultery. Yes, adultery, because every religion, every law, everything that you see that's set up in this earth is against the God of Israel. All your religion, all your laws, everything that they got set up in this earth for me, you, and everybody else to do is against the God of all gods. And that's why don't nobody know the God of Israel. When you say the God of Israel, they think you're talking about a foreign God. Why? Because this... Give me a minute, people. Something just happened here. I don't know what happened. No. Okay, people. I think I'm back. Something happened. Hopefully, this tape come out. But you've been taught about a foreign God, another God. That's why when you talk about the God of Israel and you talk about the Hebrew nation and you talk about the children of Israel and who they are in the earth and who their God is, people look at you like you crazy. And we are speaking, I'm talking about the very God that your King James translated Bible is speaking about. That's the God I'm teaching you about. That's the God I'm here to speak to you about prophetically. And he's sworn to you. And it's crazy for you to say that the children of Israel is not dead and they're still alive. Don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to know that. Don't nobody want to understand that. Why? Because you are so in love with your God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Yah, and all the rest of them, you're so in love with them gods that when the God of Israel sent someone to tell you about who he is and who his people is, you look at those people like they are speaking something foreign. Something foreign. So let me go into the law. We establishing the covenant today, audio number 28, God's law, the God of Israel law. That's who I'm talking about, the God of Israel law, the one that created you, the one that put you in this earth, his law versus the law of the land. So law number 5:13, not to sprinkle the blood of blemished cattle upon the altar. Leviticus 22:24. Let's get that. Leviticus 22:24. One moment, people. Leviticus 22:24. The children of Israel, our ancestors, my ancestors, they had to keep the law. They had to keep the law. And if they did, they would drop dead right there where they was. They had to keep it. There was no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And guess what? You people today got to keep it. You got to keep it. And because you don't keep it, and because you are not being taught to keep it, none of your religious institutions called churches are teaching you to keep the God of Israel law. And because you people don't want to keep and don't know about keeping it and ain't thinking about keeping no law, that's why you people are dropping dead today. All is death and destruction and misery and pain and trauma and confusion, and everything is up in this earth. Why? Because you don't want to keep the covenant, the law. And I ain't talking about no Ten Commandments. When he wrote 632 laws, what do you think 10 gonna do for you? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing, people. Leviticus 22:24, people. Leviticus 22:24. You shall not offer unto Ahiah. I know your King James Version Bible say Lord. That's not his name, and that's not the God of Israel title. No. No, that's your translation. That's your injected word. Instead of putting his name there, they put Lord all through the Bible. When they translated the Hebrew scrolls into what you have today, the King James Version, the Spanish Version, and all the rest of them versions. You shall not offer unto Ahiah that which is bruised, crushed, or broken, or cut. Neither shall you make any offering thereof in your land. So he told the children of Israel, my ancestors, not to offer anything to Ahiah that is abused. Israel, don't give the priest no sick goat, no sick lamb, no sick sheep, no sick cattle. You must not give him nothing. Perfect sacrifice. That's the only thing the God of Israel higher going to accept. It's a perfect sacrifice. A sacrifice that he told the children of Israel that he wanted. Not what they want to give him and how they wanted to give it. Crushed up, broke up, cut up. No, you cannot give the God of Israel no lamb, sheep, and goats that's cut up in all different kind of parts and stuff. That's why I tell you Hebrew Israelites, the ones that say y'all in the truth, when you do your holy days and you have your meal on your holy days, you got all kind of cut up lambs and stuff that you don't put on a grill somewhere. You cannot give that to the God of Israel. You are defiling yourselves. You are polluting yourselves. And guess what? You hurt your own selves, people, under the law not to do that. You can't give no clone meat. There's been chemicals up, get all kind of shots and injections and all kind of stuff they put up in this meat that's up in this earth. The God of Israel don't want that. It must be a perfect sacrifice. Next law. Law number 514. Not to offer up a blemished beast that comes from a non-Israelite. Leviticus 22:25. Next verse. Next verse, same chapter. Look what the God of Israel told our ancestors, the children of Israel. Neither from a stranger's hand, that would be a Gentile. A Gentile is a stranger to the God of Israel. He didn't choose no Gentiles. He did not choose no Gentiles to keep his law. He chose the children of Israel to keep his law, his 12 tribes, Jacob's sons and daughters in this earth. Leviticus 22:25. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye offer the bread of your God, any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them, they shall not be accepted for you. So you cannot go to Kroger's, and you can't go to Walmart, and you can't go to Sam Club, and you can't go to your Bible bookstore and buy communion and all of that stuff that y'all buy, and the bread and the wine, you call it, and try to give it to the God of Israel, or God, you call him. You don't even know who the God of Israel is. You call him God. That's your God. That's your God that goes along with the law of this land and the religion of this land. You cannot take nothing from a Gentile, a stranger, and give it to the God of Israel. He do not want it. So you can't go up in no grocery store and buy no wine for Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread, Hebrews. You cannot go to Walmart and Sam Club and all them clubs and by the God of Israel, no lamb. Or you can't go to the farm 10 miles away from where you live, out there in the country or out on the outskirts somewhere, some white man that own a farm, a Gentile, and buy a hire, no lamb and no goat. He said he will not take anything from the hand of a stranger. Not nothing at all. It's got to be from Israel. It's got to be from Israel, the original people. The original people, the 12 tribes, Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac bloodline. Jews, Hebrews. It's got to be from them, or he will not accept it. And that's why he told you people, have your own food. Have your own food. Have your own food. And that's why you people so sick with all kind of diseases and all kind of cancers and all kind of stuff wrong with your body. Why? Because you are eating the meat of a stranger, a Gentile. They ones over all your grocery stores. All your farms and all the stuff where all your meat come from and your food come from, they over all of that, the Gentiles. You cannot eat that. It's up under the law, up under the Torah, that you cannot do that. Hebrews, Israel. Leviticus 22:25. Neither from a stranger's hand shall you offer the bread of your God, of any of these, because their corruption, see that? Their corruption, their chemicals, all the stuff that the Gentiles put up in this, up in the animals to process them, to make them grow. Their corruption is in them. They disease, they defilement, it's in them, and blemishes. blemishes. Y'all people eating cloned meat and don't even realize that all the meat that you are eating is cloned. It is cloned. It is not real food, and it's not real meat. It is cloned. It's made in a laboratory or on some farm somewhere where they don't inject it with all kind of stuff to create it. The blemishes is within them. He say, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you, Israel. They shall not be accepted for you, Israel. Next law. Law number 514. Not to offer up a blemished beast. No, law number 515. Sorry about that. That sacrifices of cattle can only take place when they are at least 8 days old. Leviticus 22:27. The cattle must be 8 days old. Let's go to the 27th verse. Same chapter. Let's read Leviticus 22:26. And the highest spake unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day and hence and thenceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto Ahia. You cannot take a bullock or a sheep or a goat and bring it to Ahia to do nothing with it to the priest. You can't even give it to the priest because he was the one over the sacrifice, the Leviticus priesthood. Haiti in the earth today. Yes, they are the Levites. Haiti in the earth today are Hebrews. They are Hebrews. So the God of Israel told Moses, tell the children of Israel, don't bring me no sheep, don't bring me no cow, don't bring me no goat, don't bring me none of that unless it's 8 days old. So it can be accepted by me for an offering made by fire unto Ahia. He want what he want. He said what he said, and he mean what he say, people. He mean what he say. What he wrote in the law, it stands right now today. Everything that he wrote, everything that he said, everything that he said he was going to do to us if we don't obey the law, me, you, and anybody else, our children, it is laws and stipulations and stuff in the Torah that we must do. And if we don't do it, exactly what he got written on the paper or on the scrolls happened to the children of Israel back in ancient times. And guess what? Their children today is being dealt with as a penalty. As a penalty up under the law. When you go against what the God of Israel said, he deal with you according to his law. Y'all people don't know that. You don't know why you sick, do you? You think the devil made you sick. You don't know why you sick. You don't know why your children are homosexuals and lesbians. You don't know why, do you? You don't understand why you hate your mama and you hate your brother and your sister and you ain't spoke to them for 10 years. You don't understand, do you? You don't understand why so much murder in this earth with the mama killing her kids and the daddy killing his kids and the wife killing her husband. You don't understand, do you? Of course, You don't understand. Why? Because the law of the land, your institutions called churches, teach you that the law is dead, that the law is done away, and you don't got to keep it. Everything, people, that we are going through with in this earth today is already written. Let me say it again. Your sickness, your pain, your mental illness, your disease, your COVID-19, coronavirus, your death, your plagues, everything that we see in this earth today that's going on is already written. So that's where I come in at, as his prophet. I must speak to you prophetically. I must speak to you prophetically. I must prophesy for the God of Israel in this earth. Because all the prophets you see up in this earth, they prophets of Baal. Baal is Jehovah. Ancient name Baal. Modern name Jehovah. Yah, same thing. Jah, Baal, with a different name. Next law, people. Next law. Next law. Law number 516, not to leave any flesh of the Thanksgiving offering until morning. Leviticus 22:30. Let's go all the way down to the 30th verse. Same chapter. Let's start at verse 29 of Leviticus 22. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto Ahayah, offer it at your own will. Your own will, Israel. Your own will. It ain't got nothing to do with no money, people. I done told y'all that over and over and over again. It have absolutely nothing to do with a $100 check or $500 check. The God of Israel don't need no money, and he don't want no pagan money. He don't want it. Your money is from you slaving on some job somewhere, working for some Gentile paycheck, when you're supposed to be working for the God of Israel up in this earth. You can't work for the God of Israel knocking on people's door talking about Jesus love you, Jesus gonna save you, Jesus gonna help you, come on, say the sinner's prayer so you can get saved. You're not working for the God of Israel. That is not the God of Israel's son. His name is not Jesus. Let me say it again loud and clear. His name is not Jesus. So you are working for Satan himself. You are working for the law of this land. That's their God named Jesus. The same people that brought you off the slave ship. The same people that got you working for them and not working for the God of Israel. The same people that taught you the law is done away with and the law is dead. And Israel is dead, and you spiritual Israel, the same people. Those are the people right there that set up all your gods in this earth. All of your gods were set up by them. All of their names, all of the statues, all of the doctrines, everything that you see that's set up in this earth that's called worship and praising God have everything to do with the people that set up the law of the land. So they done taught you people that you working in God's kingdom, that you working for God. going around knocking on people's door trying to get them saved. That's not up under the Hebrew law. That's not part of the Hebrew doctrine. To knock on somebody's door and tell them about Jesus. That is an injection in the New Testament. It's right here, bro. Two. Thank you for the water. That is an injection in the New Testament. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. People, think about it. Think about it. After they killed the Son of God, the people that set up the law of the land, the Romans, and all the rest of them, after they killed the Son of God and the disciples, that's when they injected, they translated the Hebrew scrolls into what you see today. And they injected Romans 10 and 9, the sinner's prayer, they call it. The sinner's prayer is an injection. Peter and them didn't go around knocking on nobody's door talking about a man named Jesus. Paul didn't go from city to city, river to river, ocean to ocean talking about a man named Jesus. His name is Yeshaya. Let me say it again for you people. His name is Yeshaya, the Son of the Living God. The Son of the Living God. My Savior in the Hebrew. Look it up. Look it up if you don't believe me. Look it up. Yeshaya, my Savior in the Hebrew. His name is not Jesus. So no, you are not working for the God of Israel. Jehovah Witness. No, you're not working for the God of Israel. Christian. Or his son. I used to think the same sick stuff, man. I can remember when I was a pastor, man. Going from door to door, knocking on people's doors, trying to get them saved. And I wasn't even saved my own self. Let me say it again. I was not even saved my own self. Why I wasn't saved? But going to people's door, talking about Jesus, love them, and Jesus is going to save them, and Jesus is going to help them, and Jesus is going to do this. Why I was not saved? Number one, I was calling on the wrong God. Number two, I had the wrong doctrine and the wrong teaching and the wrong understanding. Number three, there is no such thing up under the Hebrew order that you can be saved by saying a sinner's prayer. You know how many people done said that sinner's prayer and still sinners today? Let me help you brain dead Christians, because I used to be brain dead too, just like you. So I can help you today. I can help you today because I've been there. Ran a church and all that for 15 years. I know. Let me help you brain dead Christians like I used to be. There is no such thing that you can say a sinner's prayer and be saved tonight. That is a lie. That is false teaching. That is false doctrine. That comes from your theologian, seminary, Bible, schools, and colleges that the law of the land set up through their religions all over the earth. The God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with that. You know how many people say the sinner's prayer and then go home and jack off? You know how many men have said the sinner's prayer, confessing to be saved, confessing to be a child of God, and go home and play with their penis? Sinner committed an abomination before the God of Israel. No, you not saved, and you was never saved. You know how many people, I don't know why I'm on this now, I'm helping somebody. I don't know who I'm helping, but I'm helping somebody with saying this, what I'm saying right now. I had to stop teaching the laws right now and say what I'm saying right now to help somebody. Because you confuse. You confuse. You know how many people say the sinner's prayer and go home and commit suicide? Do y'all people know? Do y'all people know how many say the sinner prayer and they never spoke to their brother in 5 years? You know how many people say the sinner prayer and still mad at their daddy for molesting them? You know how many people say the sinner's prayer and still upset with their mama? I can go on and on, people. It do not work. It do not work, people. It must be a transformation in your life. It must be the God of Israel, Ahayah. He the only one can help you. He the only one can change you. It must be the Holy Spirit, mother of the all living things. Not no some man getting in front of you telling you to repeat after him. And he's the biggest sinner. He's most wickeder than you are. But he's telling you to repeat after him. Oh my God, people. Do y'all see what you have turned your own selves into? You have turned your own selves into something that the God of Israel ain't never told you to do, ain't never said you to say. All he say, keep my law. That's all he ever told the children of Israel to do. Keep my law. Keep my covenant. Do what I say. Obey me. He said nothing about no sinner's prayer. That is an injection in Romans 10 and 9. Now, if it's not an injection, show me one more scripture in the Bible, in the Torah, up under the covenant, that tell you to do that. You'll never find it, because all the God of Israel ever told his people is to keep my law and obey me and walk in my way and do what I say. That's all he ever said about you having eternal life. You could say the sinner's prayer 100 times, and you still will be a sinner after you finish. Believe me, people, it do not work. Okay, people, give me a minute. I had to throw that out there, people. Somebody needed today. Next law. Law number 516. Leviticus 22:29. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Brother, Cedia, could you come and turn the fan around to me, please? Kind of hot, people. Give me a minute. Let me drink some water, people. No matter. Just bring it a little closer to me. Watch your feet. Watch your feet on the cord. Okay, that's better. Yeah. Turn it this way, though. Turn it towards me. Turn it around. Yeah, that's good. Thanks. All right, people. I'm back now. I'm calm now. Okay, law number 516. Leviticus 22:29. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of to a higher, offer it at your own will. Leviticus 22:30. On the same day it shall be eaten up, and you shall leave none of it until tomorrow. I am Ahayah. So whatever the children of Israel offered the God of Israel when they was in the wilderness and when they was in Canaan, their own land, Jerusalem, they had to eat it. They could not leave it until tomorrow. You cannot offer the God of Israel a Thanksgiving sacrifice. They had all kind of sacrifices that they had to offer the God of Israel. Thanksgiving, free will, atonement for their sins, burnt offerings, all kind of offerings and sacrifices that they had to give the God of Israel. Why? Because he is a God. And you must give him something. Let me say it again, people. He is a God. And you must give him something that he wants, not what you want to give him. And that's why you people not getting nowhere. Because you're giving God and Jesus. Those two gods don't have nothing to do with the Son of God or the Father, the Creator. You're giving God and Jesus your money and sitting up in them pagan temples called churches and worshiping false gods. That's why y'all ain't getting nowhere. And that's why you see all the wrath that you see in this earth is because you people are worshiping the wrong God. Leave that. Let's go to the next law number 417. I'm sorry, people. Let me get my place back here. Law number 517. To offer up the meal offering of the Omer on the Mar after the first day of Passover, together with one lamb. This part of the law that I am teaching you about today is about the sacrifice. The way the children of Israel had to sacrifice to the God of Israel, how they had to do it, and what. You notice it was all animals. It was no money. Ever since I've been reading about the sacrifice and the offering, this part of the law, for about 3 weeks now, I've been on this. There is no money on the page. There is no money on the page. So what is you people doing? What are you people doing? You know what you're doing? Let me tell you what you're doing. Let me give you a word of knowledge right now. You know what y'all are doing? You people are doing exactly what you've been trained to do. Let me say it again, people. Word of knowledge from the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit. You people have been doing exactly what you have been trained to do ever since your ancestors, your mama them, and grandma them, and grandpa them got off the slave ships. You've been trained, you and your children, to do what you are doing. The God of Israel never, ever, ever, ever asked you for one penny. They was doing the same thing when the Son of God was born in the earth. He went up in the temple. They had the money up in there. You know, they was taking up the, they called the treasury or whatever they was calling it back up in the New Testament. They was taking up the, they was taking up some kind of money offering. And the God of Israel went up in the temple. No, I'm sorry, not the God of Israel. The Son of God, Yeshua, went up in the temple. And he said, you know what? All these people putting up money up in here. But this poor little lady, she only got one penny. And all that she have, all that you people have gave cannot compare to what this little poor woman ungave, her last penny. So that proved right there that the God of Israel don't want your money. Because he said, I'd rather take this penny from a poor little widow woman than to take some money from all you doctors, lawyers, secretaries, mayors, governors. I read all you wealthy people. The God of Israel don't want your $500 check. The God of Israel don't want your $1,000 check. The God of Israel don't want your $1 million check. You know who want your money and your checks? The ministers of Satan. The ministers of Satan. They the people that run all these institutions called churches. Because that's exactly what it is, a institution. You want me to say it again? All your churches that you see up in this world, they are institutions. Why do I call it an institution? I'm giving you a word of knowledge now. Why do I call it an institution? Why do the God of Israel call them institutions? Because they are programming you and training you and teaching you to be against the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham. They training you and programming you to be against him and against the Hebrew nation, which is the children of Israel in the earth, the 12 tribes. And that's why they teach you people that Israel is dead. And the God of Israel don't exist no more. We just gonna call him God or Jesus. That's why they institutions. Because they teaching you people how to be mad, how to be crazy, taking all the sense that you got out of you and programming you to love the government. Yes, they are programming you people to love the government, love the president, love your job, love your education system, love your banking system, love your religion, love your statues, love all your names of your God, love the food that we give you, love the clothes that we tell you to buy. They are programming you. All of them are called institutions. Where you go on your job, it's an institution. All of them are institutions because they are teaching you to be somebody and do the things that the God of Israel, the real God, ain't never told y'all people to do. So that's why they are institutions, and they driving you people crazy. And that's why you got a lot of mental illness in the earth. Because everybody is crazy now. Your institutions called churches, jobs, all that stuff have ran you people nuts. Next law. Law number 517. We're going to take it all the way to law number 521, and then I'm going to end it there, and we're going to read our scriptures, and we will be done. I have a couple news articles that I need to talk about today. So law number 518. Leviticus 23:10. Law number 517. To offer up the meal offering of the Omer on the morning after the first day of Passover together with one lamb. Leviticus 23:10. You can read that if you like to. Law number 518, not to eat bread made of new grain before the Omer of barley has been offered up on the second day of Passover. Leviticus 23:14. You want to read that? You can read that. Law number 519, not to eat roasted grain of the new produce before that time. Leviticus 23:14. Let's get that one. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statue forever throughout all your generations and all your dwellings. Leviticus 23:14. You shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God, our God. Our God, Hebrews. I am a Hebrew woman from the tribe of Judah. Our God, your God. The God of Israel, Ahayah. It shall be a statue forever. Forever. That's why I tell you people, the law stands today. It is forever. It's forever. Next law. Law number 520. Not to eat fresh ears of the new grain before that time. Leviticus 23:14. I read that last law. Law number 521. To bring on weigh loads of bread together with the sacrifice, which are then offered up in the connection with the loaves on Pentecost feast. Let's get that. Leviticus 23:17-20. Last one, people, and I'm going to stop right there. And next week, we're going to pick it up right at law number 522, Leviticus 23:17. Talking about the day of Pentecost. What the God of Israel required on the day of Pentecost. The Son of God, he walked the earth for 40 days and 40 nights after he was resurrected. Yeshua is his name. After he was resurrected, they seen him 40 days and 40 nights in Jerusalem. He didn't walk to Asia. He didn't walk to Rome. He didn't go none of those places. He only was in Jerusalem because that's where his people is, Jerusalem, and that's where they was. Back then, Jerusalem. They seen him in Jerusalem for 40 days and 40 nights. He appeared to his disciples, to the women that ministered to him and took care of him when he was in the earth. So it was during Pentecost. That's why he told when he was ascended, when Peter and them met him on the mountain. And he ascended back to the Father to sit on the right hand of the Father. It was during that time of the 50 day. 50 mean penny. 50 mean penny. So when they got back to Jerusalem after the ascension of Yeshua, the Son of God, my Savior in the Hebrew, it was a seven-day journey from the mountain to Jerusalem where he was ascended up. So when they got back there, they was tearing in the temple, it say, or up in the upper room. Wherever they had the upper, it wasn't no temple, it wasn't no church. It was just an upper room, wherever they was meeting at. And they, he told them to wait for the promise. But Leviticus 23:17. And you shall bring out of your habitation two ways, low or two tenth deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits of a hire. And you shall offer with the bread seven lamps. This is what you have to do on Pentecost. Not run around no altar. Not run around no church. Not have no special service where you go to some other church and preach. It ain't about no preaching. Pentecost is not about preaching at all. It have everything to do with a holy day to the God of Israel, Ahia. It have everything to do with the Hebrew nation and their holy day or holy days, which Pentecost was one of those days. It ain't got nothing to do with you preaching and talking about the Holy Ghost and all of that stuff came down and fell and all of that. It don't have nothing to do with that. Ain't no such thing as no Holy Ghost. No way. There's no such thing, people. A ghost will never be holy. A ghost will never be holy. A ghost is something that's dead and not alive. How can you people fix your lips and your mouths? I'm correcting you right now as the prophet of Israel. How can you people fix your mouth and your lips to call the Holy Spirit a ghost? No, you're not talking about the Holy Spirit. You're not talking about the mother of all living things. You're not talking about wisdom. You are talking about a ghost, somebody that you've been trained and taught about in your institutions called churches. It don't got that ghost that you're talking about don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. He ain't into the dead. He into the living. He's not a dead God. He's a God that's alive. So what you look like calling, you say, or you've been taught that the Holy Ghost is the spirit of God, you say, yeah, it is the spirit of your God, Satan. Yeah, exactly. Satan is a dead, he dead, man. Yeah. But Penty, right here, Leviticus 23:17. Or law number, last law, 522. I'm going to take it to 523. It's got to be fine flour. Verse 18 of Leviticus 23. And you shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish of the first year, one young bullock and two rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto Ahia. And with their meat offering and their drink offering, which was wine, even an offering made by fire, a sweet savior unto Ahia. Verse 19, and you shall sacrifice one kid of the goats for a sin offering of two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruit for a wave offering before Ahaya. With the two lambs, they shall be holy Ahaya for the priest. So it was all about first fruit. It was all about Pentecost. The God of Israel, it is a feast day to the God of Israel. It ain't got nothing to do with no Holy Ghost. Yes, they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. After they had the feast, probably. I don't know when exactly, but they had to keep in Jerusalem. That's the only place you can keep the feast of the God of Israel. It must be in Jerusalem. Back then, and even right now today, you can't go to Jerusalem because it's on lockdown right now. Nobody is in Jerusalem. I'm talking about the real Jerusalem, the holy mountain, the city of David. Nobody is there. It's on lockdown. And nobody is going there but the remnant. That's the only one going to be up in there. Okay? So, yes, they was having a feast of Pentecost, and all the people came to Jerusalem. All the people came to Jerusalem. And because the God of Israel knew that all the people from Asia, Rome, or wherever came to Jerusalem, he, the Holy Spirit, he, the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit, the mother, she gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit where they were speaking in tongues. And they understood what everybody else was speaking because the Holy Spirit gave them the interpretation of the tongues that was being spoken. That's what it was all about. It was all about a feast, Pentecost, in Jerusalem. Let's go to 5:23, last law. I don't know how much time I got. The one who bows to a higher, the monetary value of a person shall pay the amount appointed in the scriptural portion. Leviticus 27:2-8. You can read that if you like. I'm going to stop right there, people. I'm going to pick it up right at law number 524, Tuesday, if I be here Tuesday. So with that, people, I am going to check now and see how much time we have. Still have a nice amount of time left. We get in there, people. We're at law number 524. We get in there. We almost there at the 613 laws. I believe within 2 more weeks, Tuesday, Saturday, probably two or three more segments. I believe I'll be finished with the 613 laws. I am going to try to finish in 3 more segments, the whole 613 laws. So with that, I'm going to read the scriptures that I have today. And I'm going to save the news articles for last. God of Israel, law versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the covenant, audio number 28. Prophetic power of truth, divine platform. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through 22. Let's get that. Exodus 3, 1 through 22. talking about the God of Israel, law. The God of Israel, law, Ahayah, against the law of this land, his covenant. His covenant. Exodus 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of Ahayah appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Out of the midst a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush was not burnt. And when Ahayah saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. So the God of Israel called to Moses. Called to Moses. Yes, people. Moses, the murderer that left Egypt, running from Pharaoh. That Moses. Verse 5. Exodus 3. And Moses said, here I am. Who is that calling me? Who is that calling me? I see this bush. This is an amazing sight. But I hear a voice. And he said, draw not now hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moses said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Do y'all hear what he said to Moses? He didn't say, I'm the God of Jesus. He didn't say, I'm the God of Allah. He didn't say, I'm the God of Buddha. He didn't say, I'm the God of Josie Smith. He didn't say none of that. He said, I am the God of thy father. You want to know who I am, Moses? I'm going to tell you who I am. That's why I know people for 100% that you people don't know who the real God is. Because number one, you cannot hear him. You cannot hear him. If you could hear him, then he would introduce himself to you. And because you can't hear him and you don't know him, that's why the law of the land can teach you that all their gods are real. All their doctrine is real. Jesus and all these gods are real. Because you can't hear the God of Israel to correct you. And you don't believe in the law. You don't believe in a law. You only believe in 10. And all the 10 that you believe in over there in Exodus chapter 20, all they're talking about is, you know, love, you know, don't kill and don't steal and don't covet your neighbor and don't bow down to no statue and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's not going into the Torah, the Mitzvah. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham. See, that's who he is. He is the God of Abraham. That's the God you're dealing with. The God of Israel, the creator, the true and only one God in this earth is the God of Abraham. He's not the God of Ishmael. He's not the God of Esau. He is the God of Abraham. He's not the God of Ham. Ham. Y'all black folks up in the Christian church say y'all Ham. He's not the God of Ham. Can I say it again? He is not the God of Ham. Hamites. He's not the God of Japhet, nor other son. But he is the God of Shem. That's who he is. The God of Shem. S-H-E-M. Shem. Because that's who Abraham come from. Shem bloodline. Isaac and Jacob come from Shem bloodline. More we say, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Yaakov in the Hebrew, Jacob. He will rule. Jacob will, his name means he will rule as a prince with God and prevail against man. Jacob, my father, Yaakov in the Hebrew. Not only will Jacob rule as a prince with God, and he was a prince. His children, his seed, the 12 tribes of Israel, will rule as God's prince in this earth. That's what was told for us to do. We are a chosen seed of the God of Israel. We are a special people. We are a peculiar people. There is no people in this earth like the children of Israel. And y'all think they dead? You got to be nuts to think that. You got to be nuts to think that the children of Israel dead and that the God of Israel died away with them and made a new people. And them new people is called Gentiles. You got to be nuts. You are a stranger to the God of Israel. Gentile, Hamites, Japhet, Gentiles. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Of course he's afraid. And Ahiah said, I have surely seeing the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Yes. Who was in Egypt? The sons and daughters of Jacob. The 12 tribes of Israel was in Egypt. They went with Jacob, their father. Joseph was already there. They are Hebrews. They are not Egyptians. Joseph was a Hebrew. Jacob was a Hebrew. Abraham was a Hebrew. Isaac was a Hebrew. They went to Egypt. Jacob took all his children, grandchildren, his whole household, and they moved to Egypt to be with his son, Joseph. No, we're not Egyptians. Egyptians are Africans, Hamites. We are Hebrews. We are the children of Israel. We are Jews. Judea, Judah, Yahuzah, and the Hebrew. We are Issachar, Mexican. We are Zebulon, Panamanian. We are Manasseh, Cuban. We are Naphtalian, Hawaiians. We are Ephraim, Puerto Rico, or Puerto Ricans. We are Gadites, North American Indians. We are Asher, South America, Peru, Ecuador, all up in there. Asher. You want me to keep naming? I can keep naming them, Pete. Because I know who the children of Israel is in the earth. I know who they are now. I know you Gentiles can't believe that. Because you've been taught in your institutions that Israel is dead. They don't exist. See how your institutions have brain dead and brainwashed you people to think that the God of Israel is going to kill and do away with his people and make a new people. He promised our father Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that Israel will be his seed in the earth and he will never forsake his seed. Never. Even though we got kicked out of Jerusalem, our ancestors, because they were serving other gods. The same thing they doing today on this side of the earth. We got kicked out. That's why he's coming back for the remnant, the 10%, because it was a promise that he made to Abraham, that he made to Isaac, that he made to Jacob, that his seed, he will always help his seed or they seed in the earth, our fathers. Exodus 3:7. And Ahiah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. His people. People, don't you understand? My people, I have seen what Pharaoh are doing to my people in Egypt, the Hamites. I have seen the affliction of my people. He see it right now. The affliction that we are going through. The affliction that we are going through because we are in captivity. We are in captivity. We are in bondage. He see the affliction, but he only going to bring out the remnant, the 10%. Because only the remnant going to do what he say. Only the remnant is going to keep the law. Only the remnant. No one else. 90% of this world loves Satan. Love is law. Love is education. Love is government structure. Love everything that they got set up. Speaks for itself, people. Verse 8 of Exodus 3. Verse 7, and Ahiah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out. They was in Egypt for 430 years, but they was only in slavery for 400 years. That's a prophecy that he gave Abraham over there in Genesis, that your people would be in a strange land, serving another nation and another people for 400 years. They was there 430 years, but they was in slavery for 400. Verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey unto the Amorite, unto the land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites, Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. That's what he told Moses, that he was going to take the children of Israel. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Stress. For the word oppression is distress, affliction, distress. We are in distress right now, people. We are in pain right now. We are in misery right now. We are being oppressed. Why? Because we are in Egypt. We are in Egypt. Modern day Egypt. That's why you got the pyramid on your money. Modern day Egypt. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. So that's what he wanted Moses to do, the God of Israel. He had to go to Pharaoh. He had to go to Pharaoh because the God of Israel told him to go and bring my people out of Egypt. Bring my people out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? So Moses said, how can I do that? How can I go to Pharaoh, somebody I done ran from? Somebody I done ran from 40 years ago. You want me to go back there and get the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What should I say unto them? So, you know, even back in ancient times, our ancestors, Hebrews, even Moses said, you know what? When I get back over there and tell them the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of your fathers have sent me to you, they're going to want to know what your name is. And you got you deadhead Christians and all you religious freaks and religious fanatic people tell people like me and other people that the God of Israel said, oh, it doesn't matter what his name is. What matter? What do his name mean? He got many names. It don't matter what his name is. It don't matter what his color is. Can't you see in the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, that Moses told the God of Israel that the children of Israel are going to know what your name is? Anybody with sense, gonna want to know what is the name of the God that are serving. But you Christians say it doesn't matter what his name is. Long as I can serve Jesus, it doesn't matter. That's why you call him God, 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 because you've been taught in your institutions that it don't matter what his name is. It don't matter what color he is. It don't matter what day of the week you serve him on and worship him on. Every day is the Sabbath day. You've been taught all of these lies and false doctrine in your institutions called churches. Oh, it does matter what his name is. It does matter what color he is. It does matter who his people is. It does matter what day of the week he called holy. It does matter to the God of Israel. It does matter to the Son of God, Yeshua, the real Son of God. It does matter to the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things. It does matter to the holy angels what his name is. And that's why you people can't get no help for your life, because it doesn't matter. But I'm not teaching about the name today. I'm talking about the God of Israel. Yes, he have a name. His name is Ahaya. And Moses said unto God, let me go to verse 14 of Exodus 3. We're going to take this all the way to the 22 verse. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. You want to know what his name is? Look up the word I am. I am is English. Look it up in the Hebrew. It's Haya. Haya. Yes, people. And God said moreover unto Moses, verse 15, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, Ahaya, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name. So even the God of Israel made it clear to Moses what his name was. And what his name is. If it didn't matter about his name, then he wouldn't have gave it to Moses. He said, this is my name, Ahaya, forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. It's only one God. It's only one way. It's only one law. It's only one Son of God. And it's only one heavenly host. Go and gather the elders of Israel together. Verse 16. And say unto them, Ahaya, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac and of Jacob, appear unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. That milk was that it was a lot of cattle on that land. It was a good breeding land. Canaan was a good breeding land for cattle. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And you shall say unto him, Ahaya, the God of the Hebrews. I'll read it, Exodus 3:18. Ahaya, the God of the Hebrews, have met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days. 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Ahaya, our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. See, Moses and the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, is having a conversation. They having a conversation right now. And he said, you know what, I already know Pharaoh is not going to let you go that easy. I'm going to have to hurt. Just like today, when y'all see all of this volcanoes erupted, all kind of stuff going on, all kind of stuff going out. It's just like today. It's just like today. He destroyed, who is he, the God of Israel, Ahaya is his name, the God of the Hebrew nation, destroyed Egypt. Destroyed Egypt. Why? Because he had to get his people up out of Egypt, and Pharaoh did not want to let them go. Just like Pharaoh don't want to let them go today. Just like Pharaoh don't want to let us go today. And I'm only talking about the remnant. That's who he coming for. That's who the God of Israel going to send the heavenly host. That's who the God of Israel is visiting this earth right now to get his remnant. Yeah. And I will stretch out my hand, he said. Verse 20. And smite Egypt with all my wonders. And you know what wonders mean right here for Exodus 3:20? It's Hebrew number 6381. Properly perhaps to separate, that is distinguished. Literally or figuratively by implication, to be casually, make great, difficult, wonderful, arise, perform miracles. I'm going to bring Egypt down, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that, he will let you go. After I get through with Egypt, Moses, Pharaoh will let the children of Israel go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and remnant. And you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. The remnant will spoil the Egyptians. We will spoil Egypt all over again. The God of Israel will spoil Egypt all over again. So I'm going to say the last scripture for last. And I want to read a couple of news articles right now. Supermarkets, this was in the news today, people. This was in the news today. What have I been telling you, people? What have I been saying to you people? There will be no food. There will be no food unless you take the mark of identity. Let me say it again, people. The mark of the beast. That's what I'm talking about. The mark of identity is the mark of the beast. Supermarkets, this is in the dailymail.com. You want to look it up? Look it up. Supermarkets, grocery stores, Walmart, Sam Club, Aldi, Kroger's, Mars, supermarkets. Listen to me, people. Y'all want to call me a false prophet? Keep on calling me one. You're going to call me a false prophet until the very end. Just like the days of Noah. They called Noah a false, because that's what he was, a prophet. Oh, Noah, shut up, Noah. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know. You're just an old man. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up, Noah. We're going to do whatever we want to do, Noah. But when Noah went in the ark and the God of Israel, Ahia, closed the door behind Noah. Noah couldn't open the door. They banged on the door. They knocked on the door. They did everything they could do. It began to rain. It began to rain, people. The Bible say it will be just like the days of Noah when the Son of Man, Yeshua, shall return. Not no Jesus. Yeshua, the Son of the Living God, a Jew, a Hebrew, not no Greek God named Jesus. No, that's not him. A Hebrew, a Jew from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda. It would be just like the days of Noah when the Son of Man shall return. I'm reading a news article right now. Y'all want to believe I'm a false prophet? But you're going to be just like the days of Noah. This time it won't be water. It will be fire. It will be fire. It was water back then. The God of Israel drowned the whole entire earth. Killed everybody. You want me to say it again? The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the same God that took down Egypt, the same God that Moses seen up on the mountain, and they was having a conversation about what Moses had to do when he got back to Egypt. That God, the God I'm talking about, the God of Israel, the one that wrote the law for the children of Israel to keep, that God, he's coming back. They knocked on the door. No, open the door. Oh, yeah, you was right, no. We should have listened to you, no. Oh, no, please. We drowning, no. Help us, no. No, couldn't do nothing for them. Just like when the time come, people, listen to me. I'm speaking to you prophetic right now. When the time come, when the hour come, and we almost there, I will not be able to help you, people. The God of Israel is using me right now to try to help you to live and not die. And go to hell for eternity. Just like he tried to help the old world with Noah, and they wouldn't listen. And you people don't want to listen either. You want to follow the law of the land and all your leaders. And they don't even know the prophetic. They can't speak to you prophetically, and they can't tell you nothing. Prophetically, it would be fire, people. Supermarkets, this is in the news today. can now refuse service to unvaccinated customers in Frankfurt as Germany claps down on refuseniks. It's called refuseniks. Let me write that word down. I'm in overtime now, people. I'm in overtime now. Let me write this word down. Refuseniks. With the deaths nearing 100,000 mark. So over there in Frankfurt, over there in Germany, now they have a law in place. Y'all listen to me, people. Now they have a law in place where supermarkets, grocery stores. Didn't I tell y'all a whole year and a half ago when COVID first hit the earth that they had y'all lining up behind grocery stores, marking you, scanning you, getting you ready, prepping you up for the mark of identity? Did not I tell you that? Did it have everything to do with the mark of the beast? Yes, I told you that. Go back into my audios and listen to that. They have everybody lined up at grocery store. Scan, 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 scan. Now that they have all the data that they need, they have all the information that they need inside of your brain, speaking to you prophetically. The God of Israel is telling me what to say to you people. Now that they have all the information that they need from you lining up behind the grocery stores, they got all the data that they need for your brain. For your brain. Your DNA that's inside of your brain, your skull. Supermarkets cannot refuse service to unvaccinated customers in Frankfurt, Germany. They said they got 100,000 deaths from COVID-19 in Frankfurt. Now, guess what? You won't be coming up in this grocery store unless you got a vaccine. What y'all people gonna do now? What y'all people, oh, it ain't over here yet. It is. People, this is coming all over the earth. What you seeing going on right here in Frankfurt, it's gonna hit all over the earth, people. Why you think they had you lined up scanning you for a whole year and a half, almost 2 years now? It's time to flip the script now. It's time to flip the script. If you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to get up in this grocery store. You won't be able to get no food. It said Frankfurt supermarket can now deny service to those who are not vaccinated. 2G rule. They call it the 2G rule. I heard of 5G. Now it's called the 2G rule. Less shops drop mask wearing and distancing rules. So they say, you know what? Ain't no more social distance. You don't have to wear no mask. You don't have to do none of that. All we need you to do is get vaccinated. And you'll be able to come up in this grocery stores in Frankfurt, Germany, and buy whatever you need to buy. Yes, people. This is what's going on in the earth. Next news article I would like to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look this up here. Got to take the mark of identity, people. The vaccine. To get some food now. It's coming up, people. Get ready. Get ready, people. Get ready. Look what this say right here. In overtime, get ready to leave. No, man. One moment, people. You want to eat your nasty food up in the grocery stores? Take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. Take the vaccine, people. Look what it say here. Look what it say in the news. This was a news article from yesterday, people. Lava. Lava. Lava, people. Lava. Lava. You know the volcano that blowed up over there in Spain? I told you people that it will be fire this time. It won't be water like the old world. It's going to be fireballs, volcanoes, and all kind of stuff that's going to burn this earth. This is what the Bible says. This is what it will be fire this time. Not water. This is what's in the scriptures. Lava flows down behind houses in Los Llanos as the volcano continues to erupt on the Canary Island of La Palma, as seen in Spain, October 13th. With no end in sight, people. With no end in sight, the lava is running so very fast, they say. Whew, my God, people. My God, people. With no end in sight of the eruption. Fourth week, authorities say they were expecting the lava flow to keep spreading northwest from the volcano. Red hot lava has already laid waste to nearly 600 hectares of land and destroyed about 1,500 houses and other buildings, including a cement plant that gave off toxic fumes early this week. The flow has also devoured bananas and avocado plantations vital to the island's economy. I told you, people, your world is not coming back the way that it was. I'm still a lying prophet, though, right? According to the officials, registered 300 people live in the area located between Tacourts and La Gana. A small group of, a small group of between 10 and 15 people who live nearby already left on Wednesday evening. The lava is all just moving so fast, people. They can't stop lava. Nobody can stop lava. Who can stop lava? No one. No water. Nothing can stop lava, people, but the God of Israel, the one who blows the volcano up. That's prophecy in the Bible. He the only one can stop it. A small group of between 10 and 15 people who live nearby Wednesday evening. More than 6,000 people have been evacuated on the island of 83,000 people. Y'all all better get up off that island. You all better get up off that island, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Bob, lava. So that's in the news. The lava is moving so very fast, they say. And it's going in a direction that they didn't want it to go in. Northern Kenya, drought pushes millions to hunger. To hunger in Kenya. So, yes, people, I'm getting ready to leave now. I was going to read Acts 7, 1 through 33, but I don't have time to read all of it, but I will read some of it. Acts 7. Acts 7. Don't mean nothing to y'all, right? Because you know your Jesus is going to save you. And you know your Jesus is going to help you, right? Let's see, people. Let's see. Acts 7, verse 1. Then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appear unto our fathers, Abraham, our father Abraham, when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. Talking about, this is Stephanie, Acts chapter 7. Before they stoned him to death, talking about the God of Israel to these rebellious, wicked, evil people. Verse 3, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I will show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan, and from this, when his father was dead, he removed him into his land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not as much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him when as yet he had no child. Verse 6 of Acts 7. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil 400 years. That's just what I read when the God of Israel sent Moses to Egypt to get the children of Israel out. Stephanie, before they killed him and stoned him to death, is talking about the God of Israel and what the God of Israel did with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, his fathers. Now, what is Stephanie saying so evil that the people would want to kill him and stone him? You know what he's saying evil to them? He's talking about a God that they do not want. He's talking about a God that they don't recognize. He's talking about the God of Israel, Ahiah. and all the people of the land of Jerusalem was evil and wicked. The children of Israel, they was evil and wicked. They killed the Son of God, Yeshua. They killed all the disciples, the children of Israel, and the people that was ruling Jerusalem when the Son of God was born. The same people that's ruling today. Let me say it again. The same people that's ruling today, the same people that set up the law of the land, their children, is ruling today. What was Stephanie saying that was so evil that they had to take his life? He was talking about the real God. He was talking about the God of Israel. He was talking about the God of Jacob. He was talking about the Hebrew God. He was talking about the God of the 12 tribes. And the people of Jerusalem did not want the God of Israel. They did not want the Son of God. They did not want the true and living God. They only wanted idols. They only wanted statues. They only wanted Baal. They only wanted Jehovah. They only wanted Jesus, Jesus. They only wanted Mary, Ceramics. They did not want the real God. And that's why they stoned Stephanie to death, calling on the God of Israel, Ahaya. Same kind of people in the earth today. It's the same people was back then in ancient times. But guess what? The Bible said y'all are worse. Y'all are worse than the people that killed Stephanie. Worse. Way worse. So they stoned him to death. Verse 7. Acts 7. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge. All Stephanie is talking about is the Torah. All Stephanie is talking about is what Moses went through. What the children of Israel went through when they was in Egypt in slavery. He's talking about his fathers. They went through what the God of Israel told Moses to do. And the nation on whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. In this place, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. Jacob begot the 12 sons of Israel. And the patriarchs moved, verse 9, with envy, sold Joseph to Egypt. The 11 brothers of the 11 sons of Jacob, the 11 brothers of Joseph, sold him into Egypt. But God was with him. What God? The God of Israel was with him. The same God that destroyed the old world with Noah, the same God that will destroy this world today and is destroying this world today and the people in it. And delivered, verse 10, and delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. That's what he gave Joseph, favor and wisdom. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. And there came a drought over all the land of Egypt and Canaan and great affliction, and other fathers found no substance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. then send Joseph and call his father Jacob to him and all his brothers and kinfolks, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and fathers. And there carried over into Shechem and lay into the sepulcher that Abraham brought for a sum of money of the sons of Heth, of the sons of Emah, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had swore to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtilely with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end that they might not live. In which time Moses was born and was exceedingly fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. Acts 7:22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. Moses was no ignorant man, believe me. And when he was fully 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the Hebrew nation, his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffering wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptians. For he supposed his brother would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. Stephanie is going over all of that. And because the people of Jerusalem, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, they was the only tribes there. 2.5 tribes was only there in Jerusalem when the Son of God was born. The other 10 tribes, they had been scattered on this side of the world, the new world they called it. So they stoned Stephanie to death because he was teaching the people about the God of Israel, the real God. And with that people, I'm just going to give you a little bit of dream that I had, a prophetic dream that I had last night. And I'm going to leave after that. I'm going to leave after that. If you want to finish reading that, that's Acts 7:1 to death, calling on Ahiah, the God of Israel. The dream that I had, people, I'm not going to give you all of it, because I can't give you all of it, because it's some things that the God of Israel showed me that I can't say over this broadcast. I can't say it. I cannot say it. A lot of things he showed me that I can't speak in the public. In the public. Because of the intent of the vision or the dream. But I can only give you what he told me to give you today. I saw black women. A lot of black sisters. I don't remember seeing no men in the dream last night. I just remember seeing a lot of black women. Judah, black women. A lot of them had their hair to the back in a ponytail. Some kind of way they had their hair to the back. I could see their face so very clear. But I couldn't see their body. I saw black women in water. They was in water up to their neck. Water up to their neck. They was about to drown. And they was just standing in the water like they could not move. Like they could not move. They was not trying to get out the water or nothing. They was just standing there with water up to their neck. But their face expression looked like to me that they wasn't in their right mind. That they wasn't in their right mind, because anybody in their right mind, when water is up to their neck, try to get out the water. But they were just standing there like they was dazed or like they was in another world or something. They was not there. They was not in their right mind. It was like they looked at like they was so just gone out of it. But just standing in the water with water up to their neck. They was not trying to get out, just standing in the water, quiet. They wasn't saying nothing, just quiet. And what I believe the interpretation of this dream is that our black women and black sisters all over the earth is in trouble. It's in trouble. You got trouble, which water means some kind of trouble, some kind of adversity, or you have so much going on in your lives, black women, that it's up to your neck now. It's up to your neck. And guess what? You are about to drown. You are about drown. I mean that to say this, that it's time for you sisters and you black women to wake up and snap out of it. Snap out of it. Don't love something so much. And don't love somebody so much that you just continue to stay in your situation and stay in your predicament without saving your own selves. Nobody came to get you, but the God of Israel just showed me you was in the water with the water up to your neck. And you wasn't moving, you wasn't, it was about, I'd say about 10 women. There was seven women just sit standing there. You wasn't moving, you wasn't doing nothing. You got to let go, black women. You got to let go of this world. You got to let go of the gods of this world. You got to let go of all the religion, all the things that we have been taught. All the stuff that we have been taught bringing so much trouble in our lives. So much pain in our lives. And guess what? Thing that we've been taught and everything that we have learned don't have nothing to do with what the God of Israel want us to know and want us to learn. It have everything to do with man and the law of this land and who set it up. You got to walk out the water. You got to get out. Get out. Get out, black woman, while you can. Because the water is up to our neck. It's up to your necks, black woman. We got to get out now. We got to. And whoever we got to leave and whoever we got to walk away from and whatever we got to do to free ourselves and our children, black women, that's what we got to do. Because the water is up to our neck, or up to your neck. Because I was just there looking at you in the water. I was already out the water. I wasn't in the water. Why? Because I have freed myself. I have walked away from everything in this earth that the God of Israel hate and don't like and don't want me to be involved in. Everything. I have denounced this whole system. I don't need it. I don't want it. And I don't desire it. I desire the God of Israel, the God of Moses, the God of Stephanie, the one they stoned to death. I desire that God and what he want me to do. I desire his law, his way, his truth, and his power. Walk away, black woman, like I walked away almost 2 years now. I walked away from all religion, man, everything, the beast and the system. I walked away from it. And that's what you got to do, black woman. And another part, it's up to your neck now. It's a warning, black woman. Listen to me, sisters. I don't speak lightly, and I'm not speaking false to you. Listen to me. The water is up to your neck. Walk out of the situations that you are in. That's about to drown you and destroy you. And another part of the dream I can tell you about. I went into a building. And in this building, it was some chairs sitting there. And it was some black women there. And they had their kids in their lap. It was all black kids and all black women. Maybe four or five women, not many. And I sit in the front row. And it was this black woman. She had her little baby. I think it was a little girl. Yeah, she had a little girl in her hand, her little daughter. I believe it was her daughter. And the little girl was just kept trying to get in my lap. And the little girl was just kept trying to grab me and she was trying to kiss on me and hug me. And I mean, she was really, really trying so hard to get out of her mama lap and come with me in my lap so she can hug me and kiss me and all of that. And at that time, I was thinking about COVID, like, okay, yeah, little girl, you got to be careful because, you know, COVID-19 is in the earth. I don't want you to get nothing, and, you know, I don't want to get anything, but that's what was going through my mind in a dream. But the little girl was so persistent about hugging me and kissing me and sitting in my lap. And what I believe that meant is that you are not given the children enough love. We are not loving our children. We are not caressing our children. We're not kissing our children. We're not making our children feel like they are our children. They want to go to somebody else now because they're not getting what they need to get from their mom, from their mothers, to make them feel good, to make them feel happy, to make them feel that their mother and their moms love them. So you not giving your children enough love, black woman. You're not. You're not. And this was just a little bitty baby, like 2 years old, maybe 1, 2 years old. So yes. Yes. This is where we are. This is what we are doing. And with that, people, I'm going to say, I'm going to talk to y'all Tuesday. If the God of Israel say the same, we're going to pick it up at law number 524. Is there any else thing that I need to say? I don't think so. God of Israel law versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the covenant. Audio number 28. Prophetic power divine platform. Talk to y'all later. The God of Israel be with your remnant. Bless you and help you and deliver you. Bye for now.